What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news. Hope you believe in yourself and the world around you. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere. JP, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Happy holidays. We're back from vacation, but most importantly, happy birthday, Tim. Are you 22 or 62?
Oh, I can't remember. Man, I'm definitely 21, man. What do you mean?
21 with a 7-year-old?
Turn 37 on this great day.
What's up? Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you.
We are back after a 2-week sabbatical where one, we didn't want to not record, but
life.
And then the second one just didn't have time. But we have a new format for this year. We're going back to doing episode centric, like
topics.
There you go. Sorry, I didn't get a lot of sleep last night.
That's very true, but it's okay, man. We're here to bring all the positivity.
We're starting in our first 2026 with Everyday Superheroes. If you want to support the podcast, make sure to like, share, subscribe, rate, and review. 5-star reviews help us out so much. If you leave us a 5-star review, as well as leave a comment and then send that to us, we will send you a Positive Truth t-shirt for
free 99.
You have 2 Everyday Superhero stories, Tim. Do you want to start with your first one?
Absolutely. So I'm going to Naples, Florida for this one. I am talking about a restaurant, and this is one of those stories that will make you feel great. So I have a man by the name of Norman Vallis. He works at the restaurant. Him and his wife have been trying to have kids for a while, didn't have very much luck, so they decided they wanted to adopt. Adoption is very expensive, so everybody at work knows that Norman is just working to save up so they can pay for all the expenses and adopt their child and start their family the way that they wanted to. So this year, his store restaurant was having a Christmas party like a lot of restaurants do, and his boss has actually had a nice little surprise for him. They talked about it with the staff, and everybody agreed. They decided to, quote-unquote, have this Christmas party, but really have a surprise for Norman. So they all met up for the Christmas party, and managers Heidi and Brendan, they actually got up in front of everybody, all the employees, and said, hey, we have a little bit of changing news. Everybody knows what's going on, except for Norman, of course. He's just sitting there all happy and giddy. Oh, what's going on? What's the news? Heidi and Brendan, they go on to let everybody know. Everybody knows Norman, and everybody knows his story about them trying to have a child and adopt. We decided this year that we are going to cancel our Christmas party and give all funds to Norman and his wife so they can pay for the expenses of the adoption fee. And that's when everybody in the restaurant goes crazy. They all clap and they're smiling. Norman's in shock. He's crying. They even started a GoFundMe to raise $4,000, which is almost raised all $4,000, a little over $3,400. Talking about this story, the everyday superhero part, a lot of people don't understand what people are going through at home. These superheroes at this restaurant that he works with went above and beyond to help this dream come true. And we've all met and talked to somebody that said, yeah, I want to adopt one day. The process is a lot harder than people think. So the fact that a community of people came together to help them out achieve a goal, to me, it doesn't get any more beautiful than that.
Seemed like a heartstring pour there, Tim. I was wondering where you were going, but paying for adoption fees, definitely being an everyday superhero right there.
In my eyes, absolutely.
Starting off with a banger in 2026. My everyday superhero story comes from Oklahoma City. On December 12, 2025, daycare staff members did the most and they saved the day.
Interesting.
They were working at the daycare holidays and a car rammed into their daycare and it caught on fire.
Oh, wow.
There were 33 children in there and 5 staff members. The staff members got all the kids out and the person in the vehicle. Person in the vehicle is hurt, but they got all the kids out, got everyone safe before the fire took over the whole daycare, ended up saving the day, ended up helping the guy while paramedics came. The children were taken to a nearby CVS pharmacy and the fire officials were like, y'all had 2 minutes to act and y'all got 33 toddlers out of this building in 2 minutes before it caught on fire. They basically said it was like a Christmas miracle. Thought they did an amazing job. And if they're not everyday superheroes, I don't know
I remember seeing this news article here in Oklahoma City whenever it happened, and my mind was blown. I said, how fast? How many kids? Oh my gosh. So yeah, shout out to them. That is an everyday superhero story if I've ever seen one.
So yes, props to them. What do you have for your last everyday superhero story, Tim?
I love this one. So we played basketball growing up. We know what basketball meant to us. Mr. Holcomb is a referee who grew up playing basketball in Brooklyn, New York. Loved it. As he got older, he still wanted to be a part of the game, so he decided to referee. Something you and I probably should think about doing at this great big age of ours. That being said,
too much of a mouth.
I hear that. I hear that. Ooh. That being said, Mr. Holcomb is a referee. He enjoys his job. But during Thanksgiving break, he's refereeing a game at Colbert High School. And he realized like he just wasn't feeling too good. A little dizzy. Chest was a little tight. And all of a sudden, the next thing he said, all I remember is a nurse asking me if I was okay. What ended up happening was he had cardiac arrest while he was refereeing in the game. Two kids that play on the team, one of the teams that he was reffing, their parents were actually in the medical field. So they come out of the stands within seconds. We're talking about 36 seconds. Go over there, start doing chest compressions. They got an AED machine. They shocked him back to life, where he was able to go to the hospital and recover. He's perfectly fine now, and he's actually refereeing again. He walked down the tunnel and walked to the court where everything happened, and he had no idea that he was actually getting ready to meet the people that saved his life. They hugged. They shared that moment. He's definitely beyond happy and blessed that he's able to still referee today, but it wouldn't have happened if it wasn't for those two parents coming down and saving the day.
Ordinary people turning into everyday heroes with the Positive Truth Podcast.
Ooh, sabes.
Before we get out of here, we like to pause and do audio meditation. It's where Tim and I talk about one thing we're grateful for each, because in the stresses of life, we often overlook all the great things going on in our own lives. We encourage everyone listening to think of one thing you're grateful for as well. Guaranteed to make your day so much more positive. Tim, what are you grateful for today?
Health. The family was sick for about 13 days, and it was bad. The flu took over in my household, so I'm glad that everybody's smiling, walking around, eating, drinking fluids, all that good stuff. I definitely appreciate it a lot more than doing all of the cleaning and taking care of for 13 days. It was tough, man. What about yourself? What are you
grateful for? That's why I didn't say anything. You were like, I have this and this going on. The second you said you were in the doghouse, I was like,
it started off so bad.
I was like, totally get it, my guy. I didn't even push. I was just like, yep. You described enough in two sentences for me to be like, oh, dire situation.
Yeah, it was definitely the most interesting 13 days of 2025.
Well, they're going to be better in 2026.
Absolutely.
I'm grateful for everyone that responds in the middle of the night and all our first responders. That's what I'm grateful for.
Touche.
Do you have a quote before we get out of here?
Absolutely. The two most important days in your life are the day you are born and the day you find out why. Quotes by Tim.
Since it's your birthday, have you found out why yet?
I'm a dad, man.
Oh.
I know, right? All of our friends are roasting us right now.
Real quick story. We were talking about basketball. We used to play basketball. And I remember one time we were playing outside. Middle of the night. Legitimately like 1 or 2 a.m.
At the river, probably.
We were playing at the place by Capitol Hills on the 36, and I was another one. The one by actual Capitol Hills on Walker.
Okay.
It had the chain.
Yeah. Wow.
And then I made a comment about people posting their kids all the time on Facebook. And I was like, man, I'm never going to be that person. And then Tim was like, man, yeah, I'm never going to do that either. Tim is 100% that person.
My kids and my profile picture basically.
It's okay.
That's the thing I'm proudest of the most is them. So
to be fair, we said that when we were like 19 or 20. So like,
we were kids. Yeah.
Things can change.
We don't know anything.
We appreciate everyone for listening. We're out.
Stay positive.